lived so many places. Let me give you another one of these zip odes. Cool shoes, extremely high rents, uncool hood. In fact, you might call it 10021%. The few years I spent on Manhattan's Upper East Side, right? Or this, on River Grande, not in the sticks, home of President Gerry Ford. Oh, right, great burritos, 49506. For National Poetry Month, our friends at WLRN and the O Miami Poetry Festival have another great idea this year, Zip Odes, poems inspired by your zip codes. But theirs and yours that we're getting are much more sophisticated than mine. 5 lines for each digit in your zip code, and the number of words in each line is the number in the code. Get it? You do.
My name is Karen, and I live in Clarkdale, Arizona. My zip code is 86324, and this is my zip ode. The gorgeous, multicolored red rock mountain views shimmer in the ever-changing sunset colors, soon to be spoiled by a future cell tower. My poem is about my own view from my home, which is gorgeous red rock views of Sedona, Arizona, and the town of Clarkdale is proposing to approve a cell tower 400 feet from my home, right in the middle of my view. So I'm in the middle of a fight. Wish me well.
This is just one of hundreds we've been getting. A very serious effort here from the middle of America.
My name is Jill, and I live in St. Louis, Missouri. My zip code is 63116, and this is my zip ode. You've heard of us. Ferguson-related protests, tear gas, windows broken. A promise, here all lives matter. This poem was inspired by my South City community's response to the Ferguson grand jury decision last November and to the street protests that made national news. There's much work to be done to fulfill this promise that all lives matter, but I'm proud to live in a diverse, caring neighborhood where many people do speak up for justice. We're working constructively to make this promise come true.
In Hawaii, fewer anxieties, but more words.
My name's Louise, and I live in Princeville on the island of Kauai in Hawaii. My zip code is 96722, and this is my zip ode. Below us, humpbacks, dolphins, turtles share their Pacific playground. Above us, albatross chase the wind. Princeville, a tropical paradise fed by water. No rain, no rainbows. My poem is about just a few of nature's gifts in the ocean and the air that surround us in Princeville, perched along the cliffs of Kauai's beautiful North Shore.
And here, different view, but worth the rent?
My name is Patty, and I live in New York, New York. My zip code is 10024, and this is my zip ode. Waiting for the rent to go up. My poem is about an increasingly daunting aspect of renting in New York City, which is that your rent can be raised to a market value that represents a market of which you are not a part. But until that happens, you enjoy every minute.
Zip Odes, tell us about the promises of your hometown, its natural beauty, its annoyances. Head over to our website at thetakeaway.org to submit a poem or leave us a message at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
The Takeaway is supported by Citrix, creator of GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses in face-to-face online meetings from any device, featuring a personalized meeting room for a custom look. Learn more at GoToMeeting.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.